PeterChecks.com. 1390 WXTC AM, Charleston's oldies station, 10 in front of 8 o'clock with Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs from 1965 with a little Woolly Bully. And as we check our 1390 color radar weather picture, we see it's going to be sunny and warm today with a high of about 82. And tonight, look for a low about 55. Mañana, looking for a high of 85. Great weather to kind of go out and soak up a few of the rays, if you know what I mean. And right now, 55 in North Charleston, 61 downtown.
Sports shorts.
Well, the Baltimore Orioles stand alone in futility in baseball's record books by losing last night in Milwaukee. The Birds became the first major league team ever to lose 14 straight at the start of a season. The final, as Baltimore left the bases loaded in the ninth, was 8-6. Following action last night, the Bullets, Pacers, and the Knicks are all tied, with each team seeking one of two still available spots in the playoffs. In the East, they have two games each left to play. In the South Atlantic League play last night, the Charleston Rainbows came away with a victory over Augusta 6-0. In college baseball yesterday, Clemson kept up its winning streak by beating Tennessee 6-1. Georgia beat South Carolina 5-1. Newberry over PC 7-0. Central split a doubleheader with Limestone, and Central won the first game 8-0, and Limestone took the nightcap 15-3. That's a quick look at sports from 1390.
People here at Flavor Rich take pride in making Rich and Creamy brand ice cream.
Rich and Creamy ice cream is better than a butter biscuit.
7 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on 1390.
WXTC. You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar.
Is News on the Hour from 1390 WXTC AM Charleston.
Good morning, I'm Dave Parker. Coming up on 1390 News, questioning a senator's motives, search for a missing pilot, a bright sunny day ahead for residents of the Lowcountry. And now ABC brings you the world at 8 o'clock.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Chet Douglas with the latest from ABC News. Marine Officer William Higgins, kidnapped in Beirut in February, is apparently facing a new threat. I'm Chet Douglas, ABC News.
1390 News time is 8:04. I'm Dave Parker. This news is brought to you by Hobcaw Creek Plantation in Mount Pleasant, what you've always hoped a neighborhood would be. It's a lovely morning at Hobcaw Creek Plantation and elsewhere across the Lowcountry. Our skies are sunny. It's going to be warm later on, temperatures reaching into the 80s. At the airport in North Charleston, 59 degrees. Downtown, 62. From the 1390 News Center, I'm Dave Parker. Now more Million Dollar Memories with Ted Byrne on Charleston's oldie station, 1390 WXTC AM.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Minutes after 8 o'clock on 1390 WXTC AM, and here is Doug Donahue from the News and Courier to tell us what's going on in the Peppa.
Wait a minute till I get in the mood.
Yeah.
That and 12 seconds on the shot clock.
Yes, those are our catchphrases. So what's going on?
Look at the cat story on the front page of the News and Courier.
Will leaves cats
leaves alley cats on Easy Street.
I'm telling you, this fellow up in Somerville, a guy named Starkey, Dick Starkey, who worked for Lockheed, left. He left about $40,000 to $50,000 of the estate that he left to go to two cats.
Wow.
And establish a trust fund for the SPCA in Starkey's hometown of Guymon, Oklahoma. Well, this guy really loved these cats, man.
Isn't that great?
And, you know, you read about stories once in a while that happen. It's usually someplace in California where people do this. But this is right here in our hometown.
Yeah, and it's a nice story. You know, newspapers and news reporters always get knocked for putting all the bad news on the front pages.
Yeah, don't they, though?
And so there's a nice little story about there. And then the balloons going up, celebrating the Red Cross Volunteer Week.
How would you feel about getting in one of those things?
In one of those what?
Balloons.
A hot air balloon?
Yeah. You're talking about the picture on the front page.
Yeah, but I would love to get into a hot air balloon. Where can I do that?
Did you see the front page of the weekend section this morning?
I got it right here. Yeah.
You see that?
Oh, yeah.
At this new subdivision development out on Folly Road called Seaside Plantation, I believe it is.
Yeah, right.
They're going to have hot air balloon rides this weekend.
Shoot, man, I might have to go out there and do that.
I'm almost tempted to do it myself.
I'm going to be at the polo matches on Saturday, so maybe I can go out there on Sunday and do that.
Anyhow, it's going to be a great weekend. The weather forecast looks good, as you and Dave Parker have been talking about all morning. And you can find out anything you want to find out about the weekend and all the activities that are coming up this weekend in this morning's News and Courier.
That's right.
You can find out all about the traffic by listening to Janet Conklin.
All right. We'll do that right now. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Time now to check in with JC and find out what's happening out there in the traffic.
Gosh, I love that man. I didn't know how much I loved him until I missed him for a couple of days. Traffic not doing so well out there right now. Dorchester and East Surrey. I can't say that. East Surrey still tied up with a wreck. Janet Conklin, 1390 Cell Page Traffic Watch.
At Tollheimer's, we're having the kind of sale you usually have to wait till the end of the season for.
Most areas.
Just for you, Janet. Welcome back.
That was awfully sweet.
Well, thank you.
Make me want to cry.
19 after 8 o'clock, and we've got 59 degrees in North Charleston. We've got 62 downtown on a bright, beautiful-type Thursday morning.
Yeah, and, it's gorgeous out there. Walsh factor of 10 today.
A Walsh factor of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's Walsh, the guy that's the, what you call it over there, what's his name? Yeah, I know him. Okay. It's, let's see, as we said, 19 after 8 o'clock. Janet is back, thank goodness. But kind of a strange morning traffic-wise, huh?
Yeah, not very nice out there. WAPU Bridge opening in the middle of rush hour.
Can you believe that?
Ooh, there's some esteemed people out there on James Island.
Is Mr. Swales up in the booth there?
We could call him.
Why don't you call him and find out?
Want to call him right now?
Yeah, call him and find out. Because I understand that things are a little messy out there at the WAPU Bridge. Let's see if Mr. Swales is up there. Find out how he's doing this morning, okay? Janet's going to call him right now and see if it's Mr. Swales up there before a fight breaks out or something.
WAPU Bridge.
Mr. Swales, it's Janet over at XTC. What's happening? What are you doing to us, buddy?
Ma'am?
Did you open the bridge?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it closed now?
Yes, ma'am. Traffic coming by cussing.
How long was it open?
It was open about 5 minutes.
But you closed it already. Traffic's going by. You said they're cussing at you when they go by?
Oh, yeah, I know that. I look at them and tell that.
Was it a military boat or a pleasure boat?
It was a tug pushing the barge.
Okay, we understand.
I wouldn't look for no pleasure boat this time of morning.
I didn't think you would do a thing like that to us. We appreciate your help, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that got kind of
nice. Airchecks.com.